Yes, we have indeed. The referee blew the whistle shortly after, and certainly a very convincing result for the home team, outscoring Donegal Town by 6-1. So they got their try bonus point, and they've got themselves on the ladder now in the league. And it was probably the strongest team they've had out this year, and certainly very impressive at the way they took over after Donegal had a great start. They were 7-0 up after a minute when their number 8, Jimmy Brogan, charged out a clearance and touchdown. Out half-deck and Bushell converted. That was 7-0. Peter Scott then kicked two penalties. The second one, a beautifully judged one from about 45 metres to narrow the 7-6 in 11 minutes. But Bushell then replied with a similar penalty, 10-6 to the home side. But the forward try of the game came after 17 minutes when a line out from 15 metres was well controlled. The maul was set up and they rolled forward slowly and strongly. And it was wing forward Michael Foy who got the first of his two tries. And that was 11-10. Another Scott penalty made it 14-10. And then 6 minutes before the half-time break, Brian McGinley, the fullback, had a tremendous run over 40 metres. Jinking in and out, he linked with Scott, and then he fed second row Ben Mortimer in at the post. Scott converted, so the home team turned around 21-10 up and full of confidence. They continued that confidence 7 minutes after half-time, when after a very good pick and drive near the line, they released to the right, and big Conor Delevy just took all in front of him to go on at the post. That was 26-10. There was a bit of a stoppage for a couple of minutes whenever there was a neck injury to a Donegal player, but they resumed, and again Donegal continued on the attack. McGinley again fielded the ball 50 metres from his own line, and a superb solo run. He went left, right, and all of a sudden everything opened up, and he went in under the post. Scott converting 33-10. More good open play by Netter Kenny, took Foy in for another score. That was converted 40-10, and Donlevy finished off the scoring in the corner with a 6th try. That's making it 45-10, and a very, very good result for the home team, and certainly they will hope to build on that in the weeks to come. Unfortunately, from down in Cork, the news not good for City of Derry. With about 15 minutes to go, Sunday's Wales led them by 36-7.